This month, we're taking a closer look at media for young people. And while toys may seem more and more high-tech, one of the hottest toys right now is low-tech, the building block. Last year, sales of building toys were up 20%, as NPR's Neda Ulaby reports.
If you want to hype the newest, trendiest toys, Toy Fair is the only game in town. It's the giant, glitzy showcase for the next big thing in toys. Once a year, New York's biggest convention center is crammed with robots that can draw, zombie Disney princesses, digitized doll outfits that glow with pink LED lights. Meanwhile, Youssef Asmani has set up a booth selling wooden blocks.
Don't blocks get boring?
Not these. We've got everything from triangle blocks to regular blocks, flat blocks.
Asmani is among dozens of little guys selling blocks of various varieties. But Toy Fair's real estate is ruled by Lego, Hasbro, and Mattel, all showing off the slickest in construction sets for boys and girls.
See what happens when you build in style with the fab new world of
Mega Blocks Barbie!
You can build! Wow!
Yes, those blocks are pink. But when do blocks stop being blocks? These sets come with little figures, half-completed castles or forts, and, inescapably, cross-promotional licensing.
Lego Harry Potter, years 5 through 7.
That's if you like your Legos with owl accessories, Harry Potter dolls, and pre-existing stories. Marketing and gimmicks have been around as long as block sets themselves, says curator Sarah Levitt. That is, since the mid-19th century.
A lot of these, even the old ones, have pretty extensive instruction booklets about what to build.
Maybe because a parent in the 1880s would wonder, why buy a block of wood for my kid to play with?
I can get one out back. Exactly.
But people were beginning to understand how block play develops kids' sense of spatial relations. Entire educational philosophies were built upon the block. Maria Montessori's, Friedrich Froebel's.
Frank Lloyd Wright himself is famous for having played with blocks, in his case, the Froebel blocks as a kid.
Frank's son, John Lloyd Wright, invented Lincoln Logs back in 1910.
Are you building a house? Did you say house?
House.
Kids still get lost in Lincoln Logs at the National Building Museum.
What are you going to build?
There's an exhibit there all about blocks. It's dominated by a futuristic block playground created by David Rockwell. He's a major name in the design world. Small children heave around blocks made out of foam as blue as the ocean. They stack and demolish blue tubes, balls, bricks, bars, and cubes.
What are you building?
Empire State Building.
It's a regular block party, says mom Rosalie Gonzalez.
He loves huge blocks, so this is amazing.
Older kids transfer their love of block play into Minecraft. That's a video game where you build block-based worlds of fields, woods, caves.
Let's go to a place where everything is made of blocks.
From fluffy sheep to the green block grass they eat. Minecraft has about 10 million players, all stacking and demolishing virtual blocks and teaching each other how to play on YouTube.
I've set up a map here with all these blocks laid out in one spot so we can go over them. And all these blocks are dirt.
What on earth would Maria Montessori even think about these computer-generated blocks and the complicated games kids play with them?
Montessori was quite a brilliant woman. I think she'd be very interested in what's going on today.
Karen Hewitt is a toy designer and historian. She doubts Montessori would find much use for Minecraft. Karen Hewitt gives us this definition of what makes a block.
That it's three-dimensional, that it's non-representational, it doesn't have anything until a child gives it a name or a function.
This, she says, is how you define a block. Blocks are modular. They relate to each other. They keep their shape, no matter the material.
And blocks basically rely on balance for building.
So much for mouse-driven digital Minecraft.
It didn't have that sensory feeling for me.
Hewitt is fascinated, though, by new games that combine real blocks and screen blocks, like the inevitable Lego Minecraft tie-in, or a math-based game called Building Blocks that uses actual blocks and virtual ones.
Exploring ideas of geometry and spatial relations and patterning and number.
But Hewitt believes the lesson of blocks is even more fundamental and powerful.
The ability to construct, it has to do with, you know, our whole culture. Where do we live? How do we make our homes? It's really the beginning of thinking about survival.
Kids have loved blocks for so long and so loyally. It's kind of amazing Hollywood's never tried to cash in with, you know, blocks. The movie could be a blockbuster. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.